campaign. Throughout the month of January, we'll be collecting socks that will then be distributed to local seniors. Over the years, we've seen firsthand how the gift of a simple pair of socks has brightened the day of many seniors in the Butler area. Help us warm the feet and hearts of our elderly neighbors during the cold winter months. Socks of all types, styles, and colors can be dropped off at the Butler Network Studios on Pillow Street until January 31st.
WISR now presents It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey. Dave is off today, so we have a special guest host. It's Your Turn is Butler County's only live call-in talk show. You can join in the conversation by calling 724-283-2525. And now, let's join It's Your Turn and today's special guest host.
Welcome to the program. It's your turn, WISR 680 AM. Tyler Friel in for Dave Malarkey and joined. I think this is the first time we've at least done It's Your Turn. She is Tracy Morgan, who has hustled over from the one little studio we have into our big talk room studio as we co-host the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. Tracy, good afternoon.
I need one of the segues that, you know, you stand on and all you have to do is lean forward and it just takes you around wherever you're going. That's what I need.
It would help you maneuver very quickly.
I may run over some people, but
you did make good time.
Thank you.
Very impressed. We have a little window here as we'll try to peel back the curtain of radio, and we've got a window into where Pat Parker stands, mm-hmm. or sits rather, and that's where you do the news, and then It's Your Turn is done in a bigger talk studio. Still a decent amount of space to get to. There's no short path despite this window being here. And I looked up, you headed out. I did, you know, took a note or two, and then I turned around and boom, you're
ta-da!
In the door. She was in here quicker
than
you can
imagine.
That's
how you got to move.
Well, we are. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And as you had mentioned before the end of the news, we will be taking to you special programming. It is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. They are doing their program, Music in the Spoken Word. And they will have some thoughts on and talk a little bit about Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But they will also have a little bit of music to accompany that. And so that is coming up at 1 o'clock. But we are starting with Open Talk. 724-283-2525 is the number. That's where you can get in touch with us.
To give you another touch or insight into what we're doing here. Okay. So here's the mess of, you so gently put that I just calmly came in here. Mm-hmm. I have two headphones on the floor. Something's under my seat. My seat just totally went down on me. I'm trying to relax and be comfortable, and I'm like, whoa, where'd the chair go? So... just destroyed your visual of how calm and professional we are.
That's exactly it. We have destroyed the visual of our professionality. That we, at least Pat Parker is professional on the other side of glass. Someone is keeping up the standards of this program. And you're leaning back right now. And there's a question of posture. You're big on the nonverbals.
I am. And this is not the way that I should typically sit. But one, it's been just one of those days. Not a bad day. It's just, you know, quickly moving.
It's
so
a Monday.
I'm thinking, okay, I want to sit down. So now that I've gotten myself positioned because we deal with microphones, I don't want to move anything.
Exactly.
So I'm not comfortable. I'm just in this position.
You're waiting for a commercial
break. Yeah. So I can move. But no, I'll sit like this as long as I can.
Well, you should. You should stay comfortable. And you just did Let's Talk. Noon News. Now you're over here for It's Your Turn.
I remember in college, I went to Clarion University, and we had CUTV, okay. WCUC, or whatever. Now I can't remember, you know, years later. But I ended up having to, I did the news, and I was doing a talk show, and then somebody, in a sense, called off. You know, it was like me the entire day. So we called it Tracy TV, and only because there were two T's in there. We have nothing radio that's T, so.
Unfortunately not, no.
Yeah.
WTRACEY?
I don't know.
I think that would violate FCC law.
Yeah, right.
We are in Open Talk. 724-283-2525 is the number. You can join our conversation. You can add in whatever you want to talk about. It is your turn. And so we are turning the phone lines over to you. Maybe something you saw from the weekend you liked, didn't like. We'd love to hear from you. 724-283-2525 is the number. Wild story, though, Saturday, Tracy. As I was sitting in bed trying to take a midday nap after shoveling the snow all morning long, and we had to install a new microwave and oven, so that was very time-consuming morning, and so I'm sitting down to relax.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling through Twitter, as I have now tended to do most times, and I see, oh, missiles heading to Hawaii. well, let's just say threw a wrench into my relaxation, you know, trying to take a nap. And then I scroll up a few more tweets later and find it was a false alarm. Could you imagine the thought process you would go through and what these people went through? There were some people that knew early on that it was a false alarm, people who had access to social media. But people who received calls or alerts, whatever, via phone, however you get, radio, they didn't know. There was about 40 minutes, I believe 38 minutes exactly, from the time that false alarm message was sent out to the time that they were corrected. The sheer panic that I would have went into, and I'm assuming a number of people in Hawaii went into, would have been astronomical.
Because if I understand it correctly, what you're saying is it was about 40 minutes where they didn't get the
correction.
There really is the correction. There really is no alert. So, I mean, what do you, if you had 40 minutes to think, what do I do with the rest of my life? You know, okay, so there's one thought. But then if you get that alert that says there's a ballistic missile coming your way, I don't know enough about ballistic missiles. So I would automatically think, I have about 3 minutes to live. You know, I mean, it's forget the 40 minutes. It's all of a sudden, it's, okay, who do you call? What do you do? Where do you go? Did you have a plan? Mm-hmm. And if your plan is in place, what if you and your loved ones, wow, that's a big thought.
There are precautions you feel you can take against weather. You know, whether it be a large snowstorm, rain, tornado, hurricane, you may not be safe entirely, but there are precautions you could take. A text message that says, ballistic missiles are coming to Hawaii, seek shelter now. Unless you have a bomb shelter, I don't know what you do.
Well, and I'm sure, and I don't have this confirmed, but I'm sure that they have procedures in place, in a sense, like a practice drill, that they would go through, and they may possibly be going through those practice drills. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I say this from the perspective of being where we are and the year that we've had. And yes, we work in news, but I've still been glued to national news because I'm a little nervous of when are we going to – I say bad news. Okay, that's a bad phrase. When are we here? That's the climate that we're in. In my viewpoint, it's like, okay, we've had a stressful year. How much worse can it get?
Mm-hmm.
But it could get worse. And I guess that's when the fatigue comes in because you're watching news, not 24/7, but it feels like it. Then all of a sudden, if you were in that area and all of a sudden you had this alert, you know, that's what I think raises the hairs on the back of your neck because if we were not living in these times, you'd probably look at that text and go, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
You know, we're not in that climate right now. So you get that text and that fear runs straight through you.
I completely agree. You hit it. It felt real. When you get a text like that, it feels real. Kayla and I were talking earlier today that there's almost just a natural skepticism with a lot of stuff that we get in terms of alerts and even, you know, winter storm warning. Oh, I bet we'll get 6 inches. You know, most people are expecting 3 or 4. You know,
Exactly. I'd even go even further. Yeah.
So there's for some reason a natural skepticism. I used this one story. We were at a bar in Conaquin Essing and there was watching Thursday Night Football. This was about a year ago. And everybody, phones were going off in the bar. Tornado warning coming through this area. So the bartender switches on, and we see this is where the tornado is going, right over top of the bar. Some guy pokes his head out the window, goes, I don't see anything. And we're like, oh, all right, that's fine. And we continue to stay there. This sheer skepticism of looking out the window and going, there's nothing there. Why would it come? Instead of, there's a tornado coming. Someone should, you know, not be here or maybe stay where you are. There's just a natural skepticism, I believe. But when you see this in today's climate, I think the reaction was, this is real. And I think that's just how serious of a time we live in and how confrontational the relationship is between us and North Korea.
Mm-hmm. And even stories that we've seen in the past year where it's not just those locations that, in a sense, I say would be closer, but yet when they start talking about it, could it hit the East Coast, then it it does become surreal. It becomes real, like you said, but it does become surreal. Can I take in a different direction, though?
Absolutely.
Because here, when you talk about being at the eating establishment, watching your television program.
That is a much better one. That is a seasoned radio professional right there.
Terminology important. Anyway, so when you're talking about the person going out and ducking their head, here's my question, and not talking about the Hawaii issue, but just in general, nowadays and how we live. How many people in, let's say the tornado was there, let's say it was touching ground, would open the door and say, let me film this?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I am one, I am a person that people have said, they will ask, would you be out on the beach in a hurricane? Okay, I've gone through two hurricanes while I lived in South Carolina. If I had the proper credentials, yes, I would be out there. As long as it was cleared by officials that they knew we were out there, yes, I would. I would be out there. Now, poking my head out when a natural disaster is coming, my first thought is not, let me film this.
Yeah.
I don't know, you? I mean,
I have a tendency not to film anything. Like, there are friends, and this is speaks to even more of a broader, you know, I got to get it on film. I got to get it on film. For some reason, my mind does not work that way. I don't want to take it out and get a picture and get film. But absolutely. And I see this a lot, of course, with me, sporting events. I see it a lot of sporting events. You've got a major play going on. And then people in the crowd will get their phones out and they'll start recording it.
Yeah.
Because you just want to have that on film. Now, my philosophy with sporting events are it's probably on TV. I'll catch, you know, the professionally done broadcast version of it afterward. But I think with weather events, I think they're just so, first of all, there's not the access. You don't have the professional crew around all the time. And the phones that we have nowadays are spectacular at taking videos and everything. I'm actually with you. Now, in hindsight, I'm surprised no one got out there and took a video or tried to capture the moment.
Yeah.
Not the case. But I would say a majority of where people are, not a majority of people, but a majority of time of where you are, if you're with a large group of people and there was something like that going on, someone would step out and try to get a photo of it.
See, I think I would take a still shot, but I wouldn't take a video. And
okay.
Because to me, my thought on video is, aside from family moments, and even with family moments, I'm not taking, with all due respect, because I love my kids, I'm not taking the whole concert and I'm not going to record it. I will record snippets. Because my thought is, when are we really going to go back and watch
the
an hour's
concert.
Worth of something? You know, unless maybe you're in a lead in a play and you need to use it on your resume or something. Okay, you know, I can see that. But family stuff aside, I'm not rewatching the football game. I'm sorry, but I'm not. I'm not rewatching
anything.
I don't think I've rewatched and most any videos.
I've watched clips of things here and there.
Okay.
We'll see what our caller has to say. Hello, welcome to It's Your Turn. Caller, go right ahead.
Yes, hello there.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
First, I have a question about that static at like 12:12 every day that comes across well on the 680 frequency and other stations too. Do you guys know what that is?
It's every day. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a certain end, like at 153 every day on another station in a high on AM. It's all on AM.
Isn't that interesting? Now,
it's like a real heavy, like a real bass.
Does it last long?
Vibrating sound.
Does it last long?
Some days it's louder and longer than others, but I've talked to other people and they get it at the same time and just wondered out of curiosity what that might be.
How
never
long?
Heard it before till lately.
How long does it last? Like a minute or like 5 minutes?
Oh, no. It's like 5 to 7 seconds probably.
Isn't that interesting? Now, and I'm not, this is not joking. It may sound weird, but throughout my career, I've been told by technicians that it can be sunspots, but I have never heard of sunspots at the same time every single day. So that's my only professional terminology that I can give you, but every single day at the same time, that's intriguing.
Okay. Now, we were wondering if it might be the new electric utility smart meters, if it's like when they're taking a reading.
When they register. Radio is so weird, and I wish I knew the intricacies of it, because there can be just something going on, like you said, whether it's a satellite feed, something like that, that just intercepts, you know, our, you know, whatever frequency that we push out that could. We'll look into it. Our engineer is a pretty smart fella. So we'll have a chat and see what he says.
turn your radio on and see. It's like at 12:12 every day on 680.
That's wild. So
that is intriguing. You can catch it. There are a lot of things that can affect what you hear and how you hear it, because I know cell phones, if we have our cell phones on and if we get a phone call, you can hear, not you can't hear the phone call through the, you know, the mm-hmm. system that we have, but you can hear it in a sense affect the sound. And although we're not getting calls at 12:12 every day, so sorry, that's not us.
Yeah. Well, that's, I didn't know if you might know, but you can check it out there if you yeah. weren't aware of that happening. But, yeah, on the Hawaii deal there,
mm-hmm.
it sounds like an experiment to gauge response to me. I don't think that's possible for somebody to make that mistake by themselves. It was,
well, I know
I'd
they've,
say it was
they've...
an experiment. Like, they had a deal in Hawaii a few weeks back there for they wanted medical marijuana users to turn in their guns, and like people were all, you know, like, what, really, you know? And then like 2 days later they rescinded it and said, oh, that was a mistake, we put that up by mistake. So it's like two things just in a few weeks here. Well, this last one on the other day was a big one. I mean, that
yeah,
really
that one's
ridiculous.
A big one.
That is a big one. That is. I'm just curious on I don't know the ins and outs of what the reasoning was, but for the official terminology that it was a coworker who just hit a wrong button,
yeah,
that one makes me curious. That just makes me curious. I'd want to know more about that.
I'd say just to put out that warning would be almost the same procedure as actual launching the a nuclear, you know what I mean? It goes through a whole series of checks and,
well, and,
you
and
know, double people turning the key and every, you know. But.
Well, and I've heard a couple of talking heads on TV, and I switched through different channels, so it's not just one, but I've heard people say the seriousness of how miscommunication can start into tragedy, and we're lucky that nothing went to that extreme, that it was left as a warning that was a mistake.
Uh-huh. That sounds more like an experiment to see what people's reactions are. Remember Tom Ridge here, when he was the Homeland Security Director, he had people go out and buy duct tape and plastic sheeting to seal their windows up, and all the Lowe's and Home Depot's were sold out. Remember that back in, what was that, like 2002?
That's when that position was created, yeah. That's a little bit before my time, caller. All I know that coming out of that Hawaii story is they say that employee has been reassigned. They didn't fire him. They just reassigned him. So
yeah.
That's the extent of what we know happened there, and they, I guess, are still working on getting us information. Well, thanks for the call, and we'll look into that weird little static thing at 12:12.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, bye. It is a, from what the at least officials are saying, is that it was one guy, and that he had, it was just him, and while they were changing over, I believe, from him to the next guy coming in is through this test, is that he hit the button and then hit it again. So it was like, I don't know
so
if he hit it
like
again.
So there's like a fail-safe is what you're saying?
I thought
like
there was.
A two-step
like,
confirmation.
Yeah. Just like there should be in any text message that you send.
Yeah.
You know, just at any time. Are you sure you want to send this?
When you're in an official capacity that has that kind of warning,
it should be.
You might want to double check.
But why they said it took 40 minutes was there was no template for a correction. So they had the software and the template for ballistic missile, you know, seek shelter.
Yeah.
They did not create the text and the template for ballistic failed. Or
oops, we made a mistake.
Yeah. This was a false alarm. So what they had to do was they had to contact the software guy to make a template, put it together, send it to the agency. That way they could burst it out to everybody's phone.
Wow.
Again,
that's
when you're
process whenever you're in the midst of chaos.
So now they say if this happens again, which hopefully that does not happen, that they'll have the false alarm text ready to go back out.
So it's not as easy as just going into your current template and typing in mistake, you know, caution, disregard, anything?
This was the explanation that was given by officials there, was that they had to go create another template to send it out. I'm with you. To me, it should all be like under one template, and you could do weather, alarm, hurricane, whatever it may be, send that out instead of, you know, just screwing up majorly.
Well, just every day is just a brand new day.
It really is.
Circumstances. It's just a bizarre year.
Was the news like this when you were growing up?
I don't think it what age, because I'm only 21 again. All right. I never really paid much attention, which I think this is why it's changed for me. I don't think I paid much attention except for the surrounding area that
whatever
I had to pay attention
covering.
To. You know, if I went to South Carolina, if I was in Tennessee, that was my area. You know, on a national basis, sometimes I was interested, but I don't know if it's because I'm older. I don't know if it's because now I have kids. I don't know if it's because, you know, we really dive into news, or if it's been such a crazy year. Because even when Obama was president, I didn't sit there and watch, you know, cable news channels endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I just watch it because I'm thinking, what else is going to happen? Where are we going with this? You know, is there an end to this, good or bad? You know, is this chaos done? You know, and then every time I sit back and I think, okay, that was probably the worst of it. Then we get into a whole new day that I'm my eyes are wide open. And I think, wow, okay.
I mean, it's even weird news, like the casino ship that caught on fire in the middle of the ocean, the plane that was dangling off the runway.
Did you see that? I can't remember what country that was. I just saw that yesterday.
Either. Wild photos.
And
then the car that hits the center barrier and launches into the second story of a California home. Like, these weird stories that just should seem like they are once a month are happening three times a day. And that was
now,
just over the weekend.
Again, when you ask, has this changed? My question is it typical news, but yet now everybody does have a camera? And now everybody is filming everything, and everybody is getting the information out there. I'm not going into the fake news, real news thing right now. It's just everybody has that accessibility.
Yeah.
So that does change, because now we're in a world where when I grew up, you had your few channels, and you chose your, you know, one or two channels you wanted to watch the nightly news on. And now it's a matter of I can go anywhere to get what I want to see whenever I want to see it.
This is one, as a communication student and a journalism student, this is a topic that I'm just fascinated on, is the state of news today. That's why I would say about a month ago when I was in for Dave, we had Bill Mushi on. He's a professor at Point Park, a longtime journalist for the Post-Gazette. And we talked about just, you know, are we overloaded with information? And I would agree with you. Maybe these anomaly news stories are more accessible than they were in the past. Like you said, you had your nightly news broadcast and what was on the radio and what was in the newspaper. It wasn't as easily accessible. Now, as I sit in front of you here, I'm checking news while we're talking.
Yeah, make sure that we're not missing anything.
Exactly.
And I think it can have, you know, there's a positive and a negative. I think the positive is there are stories out there that with a limited number of professionals, we can't get to everything. So there are things, like I think of the woman that was left out in the cold by the hospital, not our hospital, just can't remember where it was, what state, but it was because a guy had a camera and he filmed it. That was the reason we got to see it. So not that I think that's a positive story, it's a positive thing for the woman that the woman got help again. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Negative is when you get into the fake news aspect of things, and then everybody thinks that they can just do what we do and not have the ethics that we work under. And that's a whole different ballgame. And so there's a positive and a negative to it. And so when you say, are we overloaded? I would say, yeah, I think we are. And we're so confused because there is so much information coming at us. But I also think back to my point where I say that I can go where I want to go for the information that I want to see. Okay, this goes back to when I was talking to pastors. I had a couple pastors
for
Dave's
show
on Friday. And it was that concept of there's nothing to wrestle with. There's no opposing viewpoint for me to accept. So I'm just going to go down this one path that I think is good, and so I'm all good. So apply that to news. So if I go to one group or one station or now all of a sudden, am I getting another side?
Mm-hmm.
Am I really getting another side? Whether I agree with the other side, I'm just talking about being well-rounded whenever you're getting information. Then you as an individual can decide if you're getting more than one. But we're in an age where it's a matter of, you know what, what do you want to throw out? Whether you like Fox, whether you like MSNBC, whether you like CNN, whether you go to one place typically and say, I'm just going to watch them.
you can live in a silo, and that's one thing that we even when it comes to social media, I'll follow these accounts, I'll look at these news pages on Facebook, and when I go to the internet, I'm visiting these websites. So the access to information is plentiful. It's really just a matter of if the individual is taking the opportunity to look at both sides, to look at information. And it is very tough to find completely non-biased news. I think it's out there, and I think it is plentiful, but it's tough to find because people just don't go. I shouldn't say it's tough to find. It's tough to find people that utilize the non-biased news. Yeah. And I'm really talking on a national level.
Yeah.
I really don't think you see this on your KDKAs, WPXIs, even us, the Butler Eagle.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and let me add this element to it as well. I think if I'm in a conversation, even if you and I disagree, and mm-hmm. we're talking about it, and I can give my viewpoint, you can give your viewpoint, we differ, we may joke, we may, you know, have a few words, but you know what? We're friends and we get it. Okay,
yep.
Let's go back to your establishment and have a drink, right? There we go, back to that. But my point is I think we also live in an age where the internet is so open that it has a lot of nastiness there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a conversation of differing in opinions. It's attacking people and verbally attacking. I don't care what side you are. It's just a matter of people attacking each other. And it's like, that's not a conversation.
Oh, you can see it in sports a lot.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people wanted Todd Haley fired by the second quarter yesterday. I mean, these are people that maybe not won't know the ins and outs, but they will, you know, tweet at people who are, I'm sure, good human beings and tell them they are awful and they need to be replaced by someone else. Like, I think it, again, for as, and this is why I find it to be an interesting subject, is for as much good as there is to have this accessibility to information, you're also having accessibility to a lot of people and a lot of different things in which you can attack and spew this vitriol that is just downright nasty.
But what's missing? Here's the key I'm telling you that's missing in this whole entire picture whenever we're looking at this nastiness and the vitriol. And even if you and I were texting each other, if you're not right in front of me, the key that is missing is the nonverbal communication.
Absolutely.
80 to 90% of how we communicate is through nonverbal communication. So if I don't know you, I'm reading what you're saying through the context of my mm-hmm. lenses, if you will, my space of what I know. The tone. Are you joking? Are you not? You could be right in front of me, say the exact same thing, and I could see that you're rolling your eyes and smiling and going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
So I know that you're on a lighter tone, and I think that is the key that is missing with everything that is online.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. All right.
I think you're serious because you're looking at me.
I am. We'll take a commercial break. We've got a few more minutes of open talk left. 724-283-2525 is the number. And before we go to a quick break, I want to tell you about my friends at Going Postal. Do you utilize, Tracy, the online order, like the Craigslist, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you're selling an item and somebody buys it in California. I don't know why they would, but now you got to find a way to get it there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things that Going Postal does. All you do is you take the thing up, drop it on their desk, say, I need to get this there. And they'll go, well, say, please. I need to
we
talked about pleasantries. Use some pleasantries. Go up and see our friends at Going Postal. They ship anything. Whatever you need to do, whatever you're shipping, they can help you out. They utilize everything. They can get the box in there and ship it. You don't have to worry about it. All you're doing is putting it in the car, taking it up there, and that's the end of it. They also have lottery tickets, in case you want to throw those in the package. They've got Valentine's cards. They've got local honey. Just a little bit of everything.
Local honey. I love it.
Yeah. You're in the bees, so we've got you're in the bees. That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. And
I was trying to incorporate.
But honey I like.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right. Back to Going Postal. They are at 140 Shockey Lane in Butler. It's right behind Villa Grande and Kings. You just work your way through Shockey Mini Storage. Going Postal is there. Tell them your friends at WISR sent you. And that's that.
That's that.
We'll wrap up Open Talk next. You're listening to It's Your Turn on WISR 680 AM.
On average, humans walk 100,000 miles during the course of their lives. So it makes sense our feet and ankles may suffer wear and tear. Doctors William Saar and Christopher Edwards of the Foot and Ankle Team at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers diagnose and treat numerous injuries and conditions to help get you back on your feet. Their approach to orthopedic foot and ankle care offers a wide range of conservative to surgical treatment options. To learn more, visit TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers partner with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
Welcome back to the program. Tyler Friel, Tracy Morgan, in for Dave Malarkey. I had a good live read going there.
That was a good live read.
Set you up with a question that really did not make a lot of sense. It was more of a statement, I suppose.
You opened the door, I closed it.
Exactly.
It's
that simple.
And might I say thank you for taking a break after a half an hour, so now I've adjusted in my seat. I'm actually sitting up and comfortable.
The one thing that's good about It's Your Turn, once we get, because we were not planning on going there. I had a conversation about teens daring each other to try the Tide Pods, the Olympics, the Steelers losing to Jacksonville. We didn't touch on any of that.
No, so next time we're sitting down for Let's Talk, open talk.
We'll store those conversation topics for later. Any final words for the listeners before we head to some special programming?
I think pure honey is probably the best honey that one can get. And
they have it at Going Postal.
They got it at Going Postal.
It's that simple. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We have a program from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir called Music and the Spoken Word. And it's some thoughts and some music, a little bit about the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So we'll turn it over to them. For now, I'm Tyler Friel, Tracy Morgan, Pat Parker on the producing board. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. You're listening to It's Your Turn on WISR 680 AM.
Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square present a Music and the Spoken Word Heritage Special, The Power of Dreams. Conducting today's program are Mac Wilberg and Ryan Murphy, with guest artist Alex Boyer, organist Andrew Unsworth, and the spoken word given by Lloyd Newell. In this program, we sing the songs of a people who for centuries have yearned for freedom and equality. Those who worked diligently to end prejudice and promote unity continue to inspire us today with their courage, strength, and understanding.
I'm running on holding on. I done left this world behind, and I done crossed that separating line when I left this world behind.
So free, so free.
Ain't you glad I done left this world behind? I done crossed that separated line when I left this world behind. Separate the line when I left this world behind.
I want Jesus to walk with me. And while I'm on my pilgrim's journey, Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me. In my trials, Lord, walk with me. I said in my trials, Lord, won't you walk with me? 'Cause when my
much of the strength of our nation comes from its people and their determination to make life better, their resolute unwillingness to accept injustice and oppression. Such determination comes with many challenges, but history has shown that freedom is born in only one way, and that's by courageous people fighting through adversity. Without question, one of those courageous people was Frederick Douglass. Born into slavery in the early 1800s, Douglass secretly learned to read as a boy and even began teaching other slaves. But his efforts earned brutal punishments from slave owners. He finally escaped bondage at age 21, found employment, raised a family, and created a life of honor and respect, becoming a celebrated orator and writer, all the while trying to avoid being recaptured. He used his gifts to profoundly influence public views on the plight of black slaves, and even advised President Abraham Lincoln. Years later, Douglas wrote to his former master, recounting the deep agony of soul he felt on the morning of his flight from slavery. Though he escaped in broad daylight, he described it as a leap in the dark, like going to war without weapons, 10 chances of defeat to one of victory. But of course, he had to try. We are two distinct persons, equal persons, he explained. What you are, I am. You are a man, and so am I. God created both. A century later, Reverend Martin Luther King continued Frederick Douglass's quest. In an effort to strike down continued injustice, he called for Americans to rededicate themselves to the commandment from the Bible, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The course has not been easy, nor is it yet fully realized. But we can take hope in our ongoing efforts to correct wrongs, to embrace one another as equal persons and citizens of one nation. This is, after all, a sweet land of liberty, the land where our fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. So, from every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Thank you for listening to this Music and the Spoken Word Heritage Special, originating from historic Temple Square in Salt Lake City. Join us again for Music and the Spoken Word. Until we meet again, may peace be with you this day and always.
Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
The Tamboritzins are back in Butler to perform for one night only at BC3's Suck Up Theater on Friday, January 19th at 8 p.m. The Tamboritzins, the U.S.'s longest-running multicultural song and dance company, will perform their all-new show, Passages, showcasing Eastern Europe and the world. Reserve seat tickets are $20, $18 for seniors 65 and up, and $10 for area students. Call 724-284-8505 or go online at bc3.edu/suckup-theater. Don't miss the Tamboritzins.
Orchestra at Temple Square and Bells on Temple Square present a Music and the Spoken Word Heritage Day special. Make a Better Way. Conducting today's program is Mac Wilberg, with special guests Alex Boyer, Allison Cambridge, and Robert Sims, organist Richard Elliott, and The Spoken Word by Lloyd Newell.
When the saints I got a home in that rock, don't you see? I got a home in that rock, don't you see? Between the earth and sky, thought I heard my Savior cry. You got a home in that rock, don't you see?
Oh, I got a home in that rock, don't you see, don't you see?
I got a home in that rock, don't you see?
And Lazarus poor as I, don't you see? Poor man Lazarus poor as I, don't you see? Poor man Lazarus poor as I, when he died upon a home on high, he had a home in that rock, don't you see? Rich men die, busy live so well, don't you see? Rich men die, busy live so well, don't you see? Rich men die, busy live so well, when he died upon a home in hell, he had no home in that rock, don't you see?
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
The battle of Jericho.
Every society is only as good as its people. It follows then that to build a better society, we need a foundation of brave men and women who do the right thing. Often that foundation is tested by struggle and conflict, but it may be that those very challenges are what bring out the greatness within people and nations. For example, the perilous founding of this nation gave birth to such heroes as Washington, Adams, and Jefferson. Almost 100 years later, a contentious division among states called Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass into service. And several decades after that, a bitter World War shaped the dynamic leadership of Roosevelt and Churchill. Then the right time met the right people once again when Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., and others stood up for civil rights. In each case, and in countless other stories that could be told, challenges and trials gave rise to greatness, and darkness and despair gave way to light and hope. As Martin Luther King reminded us, when our days become dreary with low hovering clouds of despair, and when our nights become darker than a thousand midnights, let us remember that God is able to make a way out of no way and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. We may never make headlines or change world history, but in our individual and quiet ways, we too can make a difference. One woman did this by determining not to pass unhealthy family patterns to the next generation. She made conscious choices to give her children the stability she did not have as a child. She resolved to love and support her family unselfishly, and in just one generation, she gave them a new start. The odds may not have been in her favor, but she cared enough to make a lasting change, and by so doing, blessed generations. When our days become dreary, we can remember that the way out of no way is to hold on to hope, trust the power higher than our own, and do our part to make the world a better place.
He's got the world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square for this Heritage Day special, originating from historic Temple Square in Salt Lake City. Please join us again for music and the spoken word. And until we meet again, may peace be with you this day and always.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick 2 is 55-55. The pick 3, 324. Pick 4, 5554. And the pick 5, 94027. Wild ball for each of those is 3. The treasure hunt, 2, 10, 17, 23, and 25. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt is $30,000.
When it's time to make funeral arrangements, more people than ever are asking about cremation. They're asking, is it right for us? Is it the kind of funeral arrangement that we'll feel comfortable with? Tell you what, ask Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler about cremation. They'll help you to understand. They'll answer all of your questions. Is it appropriate for your family? What kind of funeral service is appropriate? What's the cost? These are all good questions, and Thompson Miller will help you with some answers. Cremation offers three advantages: simplicity, convenience, and it's local. Thompson Miller Cremation Service is provided right here in Butler at our own newly created facility. We assure you that your loved one will never leave our care at any point in the process. So let's talk it over privately right here at Thompson Miller, or call us at 724-287-3706, 287-3706, or online at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller, at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
We hope you enjoyed today's It's Your Turn program. Tomorrow, we have an Ask the Veterinarian segment from 12:30 to 1:30 with Dr. Dennis Damon of the Suburban Animal Clinic. And then we'll talk about the latest Butler Little Theater show that's coming up here in another week or so. That'll be on from 1:30 until 2. You've been listening to It's Your Turn on WISR 680 AM.